Stafford, there's a crew covering all Elite Wrestling, bringing you the news. It's Sunday Night Raw, gonna rock your world. Tune into the podcast, let the chaos unfurl. The NFC's electric, the passion's on fire.
What's going on, KOP Nation? It's Sunday night. It's January 19th, 2025. So you know what that means. It's a brand new episode of the Kicking Out Podcast, streaming live on the Kicking Out Podcast YouTube channel, Facebook page, and Twitch channel. Smash that like button. Super kick that follow button. Maybe hit a clothesline or a lariat on the notifications bell. I don't know. I'm running out of moves off the top of my head. Buckshot Lariat. There we go. I couldn't even think of the name. Off the hot start. I'm Tanner Lee, co-host. Paul Zartman's back this week.
And what's up?
Fingers crossed. We might be a three-man crew tonight. We don't know. There's some illness running through Shep's family tonight, so he might not be able to join us, but we're hopeful because it's honestly been over a month since all three of us have done a podcast together. So
it has, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was like early December. Maybe mid-December. It's been a while. But that's what happens. You know, it's life. Life gets busy. Things come up.
Crazy December, sick. January, November, end of November through end of January is always crazy for everybody.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Got Steffi in the chat saying she's ready. She's ready. She's ready. She's ready. She's ready. SpongeBob style. And Majin says, shut up, SpongeBob.
Doodle Bob reference. Mihoy Manoy.
Yeah, there we go. I couldn't think of the character's name. Thank you. So what's going on, Steffi, Majin? Thanks for joining like you do every week. Two of our loyal viewers every week. We appreciate you. Pretty interesting week of AEW, Paul.
It has been. All sorts of craziness is happening. And I'm just going to say in the wrestling world in general. I mean, we focus mostly on AEW, but even there's some stuff going on in that other company too. So,
well, there's stuff going on tonight. TNA, of course, came out with the big multi-year agreement announcement with WWE. They have their Genesis pay-per-view tonight, and GCW's running their Hammerstein show. Don't know if you caught this, Paul. I just caught it before we went on air. PCO showed up in GCW, TNA. And smash their digital championship live on pay-per-view tonight with a sledgehammer.
Wow.
And they cut him off when he was taking some shots at TNA. So,
Isn't that kind of what Foley did? You know, sledgehammer to the title, and that's how he got the hardcore title.
I honestly don't remember.
I don't even remember how we got the hardcore title. I just know somehow it got destroyed, and then they threw some tape on it, called it a hardcore title, and gave it to Foley because they wanted him to have a championship, and that's the only thing he deserved.
Yeah, I know Vince gave it to him. That's all I remember. Yeah. I don't remember the backstory of it. But
I was alive when it happened and conscious enough to watch professional wrestling, unlike you.
I would have been like six.
Conscious enough to watch.
I mean, that's, you know, I was thinking today, I started watching in 99 when I was seven. So
yeah,
I was thinking about that.
Yeah. So crazy.
It's funny, you know, thinking back at it. Of course, that's when WWF was hot, but that's when WCW was starting to be on the decline. It was 99, but I had no idea as a 7 year old. I loved them both. So.
Well, here's the thing. I was 12 in 99 and I didn't realize that it was going down. I had picture in picture on watching both of them, but I came across a video. It was from WCW days. It was a compilation of unmasked Rey Mysterio.
Oh yeah.
And I knew they unmasked him for a while, but I totally forgot the gimmick he ran with during that time frame.
Filthy Animals.
Yes, it just threw me off there for a while. And I'm like, oh yeah, he did do that.
That's right when I was watching was when he was, you know, had to take off his mask and all that. So.
Yeah, because that year when the game came out, he had no mask on, or you could wrestle with the mask.
Right, right. Steffi asked, no ship. He was going to join, and his wife's been sick, so he might have to watch the boys. But he had me send him the link anyways, so he might be joining us. We'll see. What's going on, Steven? Hey, no problem. Steven? You had to miss last week's show. No problem. Like we said at the beginning,
I wasn't here either.
Yeah, it's a crazy November, December, January are all kind of crazy months. Even February to some extent. So,
yeah, not once you get married. Well, okay, it'll be your first February married, isn't it? No, is this the second? Second. Yeah. Second. So it's still pretty eventful for you.
Well, mother-in-law's birthday's February. My birthday's in February. My wife's birthday's in February. So.
Well, it's Valentine's Day.
And Valentine's Day, day before my birthday. So, Stephen
Chamber. You just figured out Tanner's birthday, everybody.
I'll share. I don't care. Stephen Chamber said PCO was the pirate stealing Bret Hart's jacket back in the day.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's crazy to think when this type of information starts coming out and you're like, oh, I remember when that happened.
Yeah. Steffi says Valentine's Day, blah. Oh, I get that. I understand that completely. But I thought we'd hit on some news around AEW before we got into talking about what we liked and didn't like on the Maximum Carnage edition of Dynamite and Collision. Or did you watch Collision this week? I should ask.
I did not.
Okay.
I'm still bad about watching Collision, even though there's only two shows now.
I'm getting a little better. But it's totally understandable. Saturday night's not an ideal time to watch.
No,
to watch wrestling. Let's see here. Here we go. The House of Black members filed for new trademarks. Did you see this?
I did, and I saw it was following last week.
Yeah, we talked about. Yeah. You know, last week we talked about Malakai's pretty much gone, done
being
with the
company.
We talked about all that. Brody King has filed a trademark Hounds of Hell, and Buddy Matthews has filed for Hellhounds. So okay. That's something to keep our eyes on next coming weeks and months.
Yeah, and it looks
What do you think about that?
I'm excited. I hope they don't do cope with those two. I think those two would be a dominant tag team. Maybe have Julia Hart with them still. Get right. away from the House of Black, since, you know, Malakai Black is no longer there. But those two have always been a fun tag team to watch. I enjoyed watching them over any other variation, including Malakai with it. So I think they could do well on their own, win some tag titles, and actually hold them for a while.
Oh, absolutely. I think
as long as TK pushes them.
If he pushes them really strong like he should, I think that's indications that the problems were between him and Malakai.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, then I really don't know. Because I do think they all three can be lined up for a big 2025.
Oh,
especially absolutely. Brody and Julia. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I agree, Steven. I hope Julia keeps her entrance music.
Oh, yeah. And she's one of the few people who actually still comes out singing their own entrance music. Yep. I mean, it's not her on the music, but she sings along with lyrics. It because she knows the lyrics by heart.
I noticed Monday Night Raw, Rhea Ripley doing that.
She's done that a couple times. But yeah.
Majin, I love how the TNA WWE partnership has fans, in quotation marks, circling even more, saying AEW's done. They've had the agreement going on for a while, and it's only been one-sided for WWE. Yeah, and I'm still not convinced we'll see any of the big hitters of WWE over in TNA, maybe an AJ Styles, because
that's who I was
one off
maybe
before he retires.
AJ. Yeah.
Before he retires, that'd be fitting, but I still think it's mostly going to be NXT guys going over and back forth.
Yeah.
And really, to me, this signals the ultimate death of TNA.
It does. It does. It's going to get swallowed up. I mean, for crying out loud, we've seen it happen twice before with WCW. And then ECW,
right?
As soon as WWE started partnering with either one of them, of course, WCW was because Vince bought it already. And that was the storyline of how they kind of just got rid of it. But, you know, Heyman was working with Vince. Heyman was a Vince guy. He was on the payroll. But as soon as the partnership happened, ECW was gone.
Yep. Old TNA president Scott D'Amore was backstage in Dynamite Wednesday night. Okay. I would love it if AEW would sign him and utilize him. If yes. Tony would give him the pencil once in a while, because I think Scott D'Amore is extremely talented and underrated in the wrestling business. And I know he's very busy with Maple Leaf Wrestling, his new promotion he got launched, but yeah. I think he'd be a huge asset to AEW.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And one more,
you know, I was thinking as well with this partnership, you know, I've got Sling Free Stream or something like that, where it's just a bunch of channels put together and you can watch a bunch of them for free. And there's a TNA channel on there. I'm waiting for that to start disappearing.
Yeah.
That'll be the tall tale sign that TNA's gone.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I don't blame WWE for getting the partnership. I mean, it gives them more talent to work with. I just think TNA's hurting so bad. They had no
financial
option. No other option really didn't to take this deal. So, yep. One other thing I wanted to mention, AEW related in the news, Matt Cardona did a interview with Ariel Helwani, who is not shy. He says he has no dislike at AEW, but
he does.
Ever since Tony went on his show and said no comment to a bunch of stuff. I mean, he had Punk on his show to bash AEW, tried to get Cody to kind of bash AEW. Anyways, he had Cardona on, and Cardona was talking about his time in AEW, how in the beginning he came in, helped Cody, had a tag match, won the pay-per-view match, had like three shirts, two matches, never got a call. He doesn't know to this day. He doesn't know why. You know, and then he went to TNA, and then he came back, did the stuff with Jericho, ROH. And besides Meltzer saying that pretty much that Cardona had a contract, Cardona's saying he never got an offer. He said, maybe it got lost in the mail. I don't know. I love my time there. Even this past time in December, I love it there. I think it's a great company. I think it's great for the business. I think everybody's working their ass off there, but everything has to be in the right situation. But I wasn't offered anything.
And I think part of that comes from him saying ahead of time that he had no plans of going there.
I mean, that was one of my bold predictions for this year, because I thought it was lining up for him finally to go to AEW, because he's kind of mentioned he kind of wants to settle down in a big-time company.
And here's the thing. AEW would still allow him to go work the indies, which he loves doing. Right. Even though he does want to settle down and be in a big company, he's going to have to give up all this stuff that he spent all these years building if he goes back to Connecticut, whereas TK is going to allow him to go work those shows as long as it doesn't interfere with anything they have planned.
Part of me still thinks he could be a Royal Rumble surprise, because he will be in Indianapolis the day before for WrestleCon, but I don't
know. I wouldn't. And here I will be. I won't say I'd be jealous of you, because I've met Cardona at Squared Circle Expo a couple years ago. Super nice guy, by the way. But it will be interesting to see if he shows up at the Rumble, if it's Ryder or Cardona.
I don't think he'd go back as Ryder. I honestly don't.
I don't either. I think now that H is running it versus Vince, he's got a better chance of getting as Ryder, or as Cardona, not Ryder.
Right.
But do we get the woo just as a throwback regardless?
He might do it in the ring, like Cody did the one last cartwheel at WrestleMania 38 and did the Stardust thing. And then
he's done it like three times since then.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Let's catch up with some of the comments here. Stephen Chambers, WWE going to steal TNA blind taking their talent. Maj and WWE's already gonna poach like three of their biggest stars. Without them, TNA is screwed. Yep. Stephen Chambers, Dave, National Enquirer, Meltzer. Yeah, Meltzer's track record is not so hot lately.
No, it used to be good. He used to be right up there with SRS, and now it's like he's the National Inquisitor.
Yep. Maj said, yeah, that big company being where his wife is, Chelsea Green, Matt Cardona. And Steven, Matt Cardona enjoying the indies, making a million a year. Oh, yeah, he's the indie god, deathmatch king. Yep. So it'll be interesting to see who his surprise opponent is tonight at Hammerstein. It'd be cool if it ended up being Ricky Starks after all this crap.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. So But AEW was in Cincinnati this week. Small venue, cool looking venue. Something Bradley Music Center. Shep said he's been there before. But saw Dynamite and Collision. Of course, Collision was taped on Thursday, so it wasn't live last night. But we got a lot of good stuff. First off the bat on Dynamite, show opened. Kenny Omega's first AEW match in over a year. He faced Brian Cage. What'd you think of the Best Bout Machine's first match in AEW in a while? Thursday night or Wednesday night?
I mean, it was against Brian Cage, so you knew where this was going regardless. But I thought it was nice to see him back in the ring. I didn't realize, we talked about how much, we miss seeing Kenny Omega in the ring, and then he gets in the ring and it's like, man, I really did miss this, didn't I?
Tony thinks a lot of Brian Cage. You can tell by how he uses him and books him and everything. And Cage said this is the reason why, one of the reasons why I came to AEW was for this matchup 5 years ago. Kenny's still one of the best, if not the best, in-ring wrestler in the world. And he proves it every time he goes out there. It's interesting. We still have this. We have this kind of maybe possible new partnership or agreement between him and Will Ospreay against the Callis family. We're actually going to see a face-to-face confrontation between Ospreay and Omega this Wednesday night on Dynamite.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's interesting. I like it as far as they're involved in a big storyline. But I'm like, these are two of your biggest single stars. I don't know if I like you putting them together as a tag team.
Yeah, yeah. But it is TK.
It is TK. Stephen Chambers saying, wish they gave Omega and Cage match more time, though. I agree. Imagine Brian Cage can work. He's not a flashy guy by any means, but he's at least a good hand.
Yeah. Yeah. That is true.
I agree, Stephen. I did like the tease between Takeshita and Kenny, and we saw that match2023. We saw Takeshita beat Kenny. Yes.
2023, everybody. 2023.
Tweety Bird.
Yes. I thought I thought a putty cat.
I did. Takeshita went over Kenny in 2023.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but it's been long enough. I like the tease there. And Kyle Fletcher versus Kenny would be a lot of fun.
Yes, it would.
It'll be interesting. Be interesting where he goes. I just hope eventually Kenny can get away from the Callis family.
Right.
I don't want to be intertwined all the time.
No. It needs to stop happening.
We got a big return on Dynamite Wednesday night. We kind of speculated a few weeks ago this might happen when the match was announced between Christian Cage and Hook. Of course, Christian Cage was victorious. After the bout, they start beating Hook up. And whose music hits? A returning Samoa Joe.
Yep.
Good to see Joe back.
It's always good to see Joe. He is one of those guys. I'm glad he's in AEW because if he was over in NXT still, since that's where he was the last time, he'd probably be one of those that they didn't have anything for him. So they'd go, yeah, we'll push you over to TNA. We don't care.
Yeah.
Then he'd get lost over there.
Yep. So good to see him back. Last time we saw him, he was getting driven by Jericho in a forklift through drywall.
Yeah.
As he went to film Twisted Metal 2, season 2 of Twisted Metal, I should say.
Yes. Which means that'll be coming out soon, which always gets me excited.
Yeah, season 1 was a lot of fun. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out on Peacock. I recommend doing so. Monster, don't forget about Taz, too. Yeah, Taz was back.
Yeah, commentary. He was back a couple weeks ago. They didn't announce that he was there, but you could hear him.
And I thought Taz was going to get in action there for a little bit. He stood up from the commentator's table, but distraction for Joe to come down.
Yeah, it always seems like he's going to get involved in some way, shape, or form.
I like where the announce table was this week at the arena. I thought that was old school.
Yes. Yeah. It's always nice when you get a little bit of a different look.
Yeah, being able to see it from the hard cam, pretty nice.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. So good to see Joe back. Yeah, I still wonder about Hook's contract. I seem to ask SRS every week he does a Q&A show. And I've submitted it like 4 weeks in a row and I get nothing. So
I don't think anybody knows.
Yeah. Yeah, because there was a report last year that it was coming up towards the end of 2024 and he was going to shop around, but it's 2025 now. So,
and he's still there.
Yeah. They don't use him as much as I'd like to see them use him, but.
Yeah.
Amon said, I can't wait for Percy Jackson to film again. Cope going to rock it as Ares? Did I say that right?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's.
I have not watched that, so.
I haven't either. I keep meaning to, and then I get distracted by another show, and then it just kind of falls to the back of my head.
Got a lot to watch. A lot of options out there nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a huge Percy Jackson fan, but so is my child, who likes to make appearances by screaming from the other room. I've seen the movies. I definitely want to check out the series. I just keep forgetting to do so. And Majin, you can yell at me later.
I'm sure he will.
I'm sure he will.
He's good at that. One thing that's just not hitting for me, or at least definitely didn't hit for me Wednesday night, was the promo between Double J, Jeff Jarrett, and MJF.
Oh, yeah. No. No, thank you.
It's too long. A little bit all over the place. I like both these guys. It's just not doing it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you know, they tried the... MJF tried the very heelish stuff, talking about Karen Jarrett. You know, taking Karen off Jeff's hands, send her back to Nashville so he can taste the taste of his balls and Olympic gold medalist in reference to her ex-husband, Kurt Angle. Talking about Owen Hart, of course, that got Jeff fired up. I mean, the only part I really liked is when MJF actually got Karen in a headlock. That's when I thought I got interested.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Until that, I'm like, that just went on too long. And I mean, what's the end game here, Paul? Are we riding this out till a match at Revolution, or do we get a match beforehand? Because we're definitely going to get a match, I think, between these two guys.
Yeah, give me a match beforehand. I don't feel this needs to be on a pay-per-view. I'm sorry.
Because Revolution is March 9th. So, I mean, that's a good month and a half away.
Yeah, and I'm sure there will be a big Dynamite between now and then. There always seems to be one at least once a month now, so... Give us something in February and be done with it.
What I said last week when Shep and I were doing the pod was I could see, I don't think it would be this early this year, so maybe they don't end up doing it, but I could see where it's a retirement match. If MJF goes over, Jarrett's got to retire, but Jarrett finds a way to win or maybe even cheats his way to win.
Yeah, but again, he said he just did another contract. They didn't say how long the contract was.
I believe it's 1 year.
So, yeah, let's do that in December if we're going to do it. Let's do it at World's End if we're going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I could definitely see Jarrett giving the rub to younger talent on the way out. But Steven's saying should have cut at least half of the promo and split it between Omega Match and the Women's Gauntlet. Yep.
I agree.
He also says watch Dustin Rhodes wrestle MJF. Yeah, we saw backstage Renee trying to ask Jeff what's next. Dustin comes up, pretty much said, you know, they've been grinding on the road together for years, blah, blah, blah. He's got his back. He believes in him. Things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That comes from somebody who's wearing double ROH gold.
Yes.
Which I think they're utilizing the ROH tag champions of Dustin Rhodes and Sammy Guevara way better than they are Private Party.
Yeah. It's Dustin Rhodes.
Well, it's AEW's
and it's Private Party.
It's a joke right now. It's a joke how they've handled their tag division the last 2 years.
Yeah.
It just infuriates me. At least we're getting Private Party versus Hurt Syndicate for the titles this Wednesday night.
And I really hope Hurt Syndicate takes it off of them.
Wouldn't shock me, but and then.
I said I didn't want them to do tag, and then I picked Hurt Syndicate to have a title at some point this year, but I said I didn't want it to be with Bobby Lashley. So
I picked them. I picked them to be the tag team champs, but it was at the end of the year, not this early. So
I know they'll have to hold it for a long time for that to come true for you.
I think they could hold it for a little while. I mean, they should be dominant. And this is the thing that pisses me off about the tag division. It's not like they don't have talent and depth. They just don't book it correctly. You know, you had that moment where Private Party went over the Bucks. They had a good match before they won the titles. They had a good match to win the titles, even though it was years too late, really. Yeah. But you got a team like, assuming Buddy and Brody are going to be a tag team, they need to be pushed. Of course, FTR has been pushed strong. Outrunners are hotter than hot right now. Mm-hmm. They need to be pushed. You got Archer and Cage. They should be dominating. So it's not like you don't have teams there. And we got some teams we never see, like Grizzled Young Vets and M&M Connection. There's others out there I'm forgetting right now. But, you know, they blew it by not ever giving Proud and Powerful the tag titles once. And there's just been too many teams that they haven't given the tag titles to and have given it to teams that make you scratch your head, like Big Bill and Ricky Starks. Mm-hmm. Keith Lee and Swerve, even though they did good stuff with a lot of these makeshift teams. It's kind of infuriating. Like Stephen Chambers says, Gates of Agony, Shane Taylor's Promotions, which had a big spot last night, Dark Order. Of the teams.
Dark Order doesn't deserve gold at this point in time. I will say that, even though I said they are going to win gold of some sort some point this year. I'm okay with it being ROH gold. I put that out there. I hate for Dustin to drop the title, but they do better in ROH than they do in AEW. So
I mean, you even have Undisputed Kingdom. I know they're probably going to try to go for Trios gold, it looks like, with Cole O'Reilly and Roderick Strong. But, you know, you could have two of them go for it. 2.0. Daddy Magic's getting back in the ring next week with Garcia and a returning Cool Hand Ange.
Yep.
It'll be fun going against Undisputed Kingdom. That'll be a fun trios match on Collision next week from Daly's Place, which is always fun when they go back to Daly's Place.
So we'll see. Which means Ruby has had the baby, correct?
Oh, yeah. She posted that a while back.
Yep. I don't follow her on social media.
You should. She's
you know, I think it's funny that night that we were down in Indy, she got in the ring. I said, she's pregnant. And sure enough,
that was the work's last shoot that night. Yeah. By the way. So
yeah,
the last year,
one of those rare instances where it actually get to bring your personal life to work.
Yep. So I, you know, I'd be all for Hurt Syndicate taking it off of Private Party, having a few month run, and then have, honestly, the Outrunners take it off of them. Yeah. They're that hot with the crowd right now. They really are.
And I have this sinking feeling that TK is going to do the same thing with the Outrunners he did with Private Party. He did with the Acclaimed. He's not going to strike while the iron's hot. And then by the time he finally gets around to striking, nobody cares.
And the Acclaimed, I know we're jumping all over the place tonight. Apologize, everybody. But the Acclaimed officially split up last night.
Yeah.
Collision.
So I did see that.
Bowens just took sides with Billy Gunn, and Caster said, see ya, pretty much. He's got to do his own thing. Both of them cut interesting social media exclusive promos afterwards backstage. So, yeah, we're finally getting what we wanted. Split.
Yeah.
And we'll see where it goes.
And we got the answer to the question. Bowen's kept daddy ass in the divorce.
Yep. Even though I would like him to be ultimately back with his sons again sometime whenever Austin gets back. But
yeah,
Steven says never count out the Death Riders. And then he's getting a lot of negative comments over here. Oh, yeah. Death Riders are not a very, very popular subject right now in AEW. And as Majin was saying a bunch last week, pivot in the Ross Geller friend's voice there.
Pivot.
Yep. So there's a lot of people online that are wanting TK to pivot from his plan with the Death Riders and what I still think is going to be Darby Allin eventually winning the title. A lot of people want them to pivot and put all their chips with Kenny Omega or with Hangman Adam Page. And I can't disagree with that.
But here's the problem. We again have an unfinished storyline in AEW right now. The Elite and Kenny Omega. The Elite, right, as in Okada, Perry, the Bucks.
Right. We're gonna get Okada and Omega All In. That's in July.
Right.
I don't know when we're gonna see the Bucks back on TV.
Perry even made the comment about, you know, die or don't, or whatever he said, you know.
Well, and
get better
and,
or don't, I don't care.
Well, and then they went like a different direction in Japan. Jack was pissed at the Young Bucks for not being around when Dino Garcia and Daddy Magic were taping him to the bus and everything. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's, you know, the Bucks are now tag champs in Japan. And they said, hey, maybe we'll show up in AEW with these. So,
yeah,
they should be.
After saying it'll be months before we're back. Hey, we're back sooner than we said.
We'll see. We'll see when they come back. But no, you're right. They have to figure that out. But I get it. Like, they need to treat Kenny Omega like Kenny Omega gets treated in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
He's that big a star.
They've never treated Kenny like he got treated in Japan.
Well, he was the belt collector for a little bit and had a hell of a 2021.
Okay, but other than that.
Yes. But yes, but he's been hurt, too, for like 2 years. So,
I know.
So, but see, I'm contradicting myself a little bit here, but I still think the plan is for Darby to win it, but you also have Christian there with that contract that everybody keeps forgetting. And I even saw one theory that says Cope beats Moxley at Revolution. Right after he does, Christian cashes in and takes off Cope. I just don't think they'll pull the trigger off Moxley losing the title that this quick.
No, they won't. And still, I say this all the time, and I'm going to die on this horse, I think. There's got to be a new championship in that briefcase. That championship that we have seen since 2019 is not going to fit in a standard briefcase. It does not fit in that thing. So either he lost it like Jericho did, or they've come up with a new design, or they're working on a new design, and the briefcase is a placeholder.
Or something else than that briefcase.
Yeah.
Even though they say it's the title, but here, that doesn't bother me as much as the Death Riders of Claudio, Pac, and Wheeler have the Trios titles, and they never come out with them.
Right.
So the Death Riders just don't carry their gold around. That frustrates me. Get the Trios off of them. The Trios division is even as much, if not more, of a joke than the tag division.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay, you want to put gold on Cope with Death Rider stuff? Rated FTR.
Yep.
Make them the Trios.
You got them or even Undisputed Kingdom now with O'Reilly, Strong, and Cole, even though they all three looked at Daniel Garcia and his TNT title last night, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. It's about time that Cole looks at a title that isn't a world title. I mean, he can do good with any title or no title at all. He's one of those that's so good he doesn't need it, but.
Stephen Chambers, Death Rider is going to be adding more members. Revolution. Who do you think? Who do you think, Stephen, would be more members?
We've always talked about maybe adding one, maybe two more.
Yeah.
But,
Maja, we can't wait for Darby while he's gone. We need to pivot. This storyline has hurt everyone involved, including the main event scene, and by extension, the company as a whole.
Very good point, Maja.
Steven, did you guys see Hobbs did a Tyson biting Mox's ear bleeding like crazy? I honestly didn't know what busted Mox's ear open. I presumed he got it cut the hard way, but I didn't know what spot. I mean, he was gushing down the side of his face.
Kind of like when he hit his head at the pay-per-view and busted the back of his head open.
Yep. Yep. He gets busted open hard way a lot.
Yeah. And always in the weirdest places that you wouldn't think to get busted open the hard way at.
Steffi says, hate to say this, but maybe Mox needs to go. I don't think he needs to go. I just don't think he needs the title.
One, he doesn't need the title. He's a guy that doesn't need a title.
Never has, but yeah, he's had it four times.
No, I know. And here's the thing. Is this just, and I'm going to go full name here, so just bear with me. Adam Copeland wanting to take out every member of the Shield, regardless of what company they're in.
Could be finishing off when he started.
Yeah. I forget what he used to attack Moxley, but that's the same thing he used to attack Rollins and Roman.
A bar of some sort. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's like he's got a vendetta against the Shield, and Mox is the final piece.
Well, Moxley was one of the very first names he called out. Like he mentioned in interviews when he joined the company, he wanted to get the face because he never got a one-on-one against Moxley.
No.
So.
No, that's why it's like, oh, we get to finish off the Shield.
Imagine Mox doesn't need to go necessarily, but he does need to step back some, kind of like Jericho, which Stephen Chambers says Jericho needs to go and say, bye, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I can agree with both of those. Mox has been in the main event scene or on the front line of AEW since joining the company.
Since Double or Nothing 2019. Yep.
Injury or not, he says, I'm going to take time off. And then he's right back at it a week later.
Yeah, he's still one of the faces of the company.
Yeah.
Hangman's pretty close, though.
Mm-hmm.
Swerve's working his way up. Kenny when he's healthy.
Yeah. And there's the thing. We don't see Kenny in the ring, but I'm sure he's still doing his job backstage, even if we don't get to see him.
Even though we don't even know what it is exactly anymore.
Yeah, because he was supposed to be running the women's division, and he's not running the women's division. He never has been.
I think Tony took all those privileges away from all those guys a long time ago. Long time.
COVID max is how long they got to run it.
Yep. Martin said, respect Chris Jericho. I will not.
I will respect the lead singer of Fozzy. Does that count?
Yeah, sure. Steve Chambers said, Luchasaurus could return and cost Cage cash. And I keep forgetting That'd about Killswitch. I keep forgetting about Killswitch.
Well, if he returns to cost cash. Or yeah, they did that. Cost Cage the cash in. He's coming back as Luchasaurus. He won't be Kill Switch.
True. Steven James needs some bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
I do I'll miss respect, Jericho 2019-2020, Jericho.
I will respect the list. 2019-2020, Jericho, the lead singer of Fozzy, and Y2J. The first Y2J. The second coming was no, that light up jacket was terrible.
Mox, every time he's won the world title, it's been to less and less enthusiasm each time. Talking about Moxley's title runs.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, he carried the company in, during the pandemic 2020 with that until Omega took it off him at Winter is Coming. But yeah, and then he had to, you know, all the Punk stuff. He had to be champion multiple times throughout that. So
yeah, he got forced into that. Yep. And that's kind of the problem is thanks to Punk, we got Mox shoved down our throat.
It's true. It's true. Very true. Very, very true. So, yeah. We saw Toni Storm, to no surprise at all, win the Women's Gauntlet. And she will face Mariah May in her home country of Australia at Grand Slam on February 15th.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see Toni win it yet.
No, I mean, okay, hear me out. I don't think Mariah May can do anything else as champion. I think they rushed too quick into everything, and it exploded within the first month, and then it's died down because they didn't have anything for her.
Yeah, yep, they butchered it after she won the title. She was great as a chase, but...
Yes, her run as champion... 30 days was good. Anything past that has just been crap. But if we're
playing, and not to her fault, I don't think.
No. I don't think it's her fault at all. Her promos are great. She is very enthusiastic in her matches. They're just not booked well or at the right spots or any good feuds. But if we're truly doing this amnesia thing with Toni that we're seeing, it'd be too early on in Toni's career for her to pick up this title.
True. I still think it's timeless Toni Storm playing the role of the rookie Toni Storm.
Well, the hair is still gray.
Yep. So,
and maybe that's what we're gonna do is we'll get when these two face off, we'll see that happen.
Steffi asking, was that the joke of a death match? No, that was in Mox's or Kenny's first pay-per-view title defense was that one in Revolution 2021. That was the Sparklers. Now, Winter Is Coming 2020 was the night Sting debuted, and then Kenny taking off of Moxley. That was a fantastic episode of Dynamite that night.
Yes. And you said it wrong. It's not Sparklers. It's Sparklers.
I will not say it like that. So I'll leave that up to you. We are 40 and a half minutes in. I'm guessing we're not getting our other co-host in tonight. So.
Yeah. So I'll ask you, hey, Tanner, what are you drinking tonight?
Oh, same thing I was drinking last week. Got a garage beer. Can't stand the Kansas City Chiefs, so I don't know why I'm drinking this, since Travis Kelce and his brother Jason Kelce are the founders of this beer. But they are sponsors of the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast with Cardona, Myers, and Mark Sterling. So, it's good stuff. I had it last week. Light beer. Goes down pretty smooth. Okay. And I got water, too. What are you drinking, Paul?
Good old Mountain Dew.
I figured that might be the case.
In a Coca-Cola cup.
Yep.
Because I'm just that good.
Rival company. But that's all right.
Yeah.
And I don't have anything watching behind me. I should have got some AEW up on Max, but I didn't get to it.
Slacker.
Yep.
But Coca-Cola does make Full Throttle, which is my go-to energy drink.
Do they still make Mellow Yellow, or is Mellow Yellow a thing of the past?
Mellow Yellow is still out there.
All right.
Yeah. You can get it at like Wendy's and Arby's here in town.
Okay.
I think those are the only Coke product places.
Yeah.
Maybe Burger King. I don't go there, so.
I think Burger King's a Coke place. I'm almost positive. Yeah. But it seems like more fast foods are Coke places than Pepsi.
Well, yeah, because Pepsi got tired of getting beat out in all the restaurants, so they bought Taco Bell, KFC, and all those chains that now mash up together.
And I believe, according to my cousin who runs a restaurant, I believe Pepsi's more expensive.
Yes.
Pepsi products are more expensive to offer. So.
Yes.
I believe. Stephen Chambers said Luther returns, Tony remembers. That'd be interesting. We haven't seen Luther in a while. Twist. Majin is drinking some Weiser's whiskey.
Okay.
And he also says Megan Bain entering the gauntlet gave me quite a few matches I want. Yeah, it was nice to see her back. She's been under contract with AEW for a long time, but that was the first time we've seen her in a year and a half.
Yeah. So
it's a nice surprise. And Majin is saying he's a Pepsi guy, because despite Pepsi being the better product.
Just don't get the Pepsi tattoo, because then I'm going to have to call you Pepsi Majin.
And Steffi's got a vodka tonight.
Vodka.
You know, a guy that got a push this week, even in a losing effort on Wednesday, was Powerhouse Hobbs.
Yeah, Hobbs is another one of those that worries me, because he always gets a push and then it just kind of sizzles out like Sparklers.
Well, last time he got hurt. So I'm assuming this time, if he can stay healthy, this push is for real.
Yeah.
And one of the pushes was just him and Wardlow going back and forth for the TNT title.
Yeah.
So I don't think we got to worry about that.
Although I will say this, next year, can we have somebody other than MJF win the Dynamite Diamond Ring?
I don't know if they'll ever do that.
Or can we just do away with it then?
Thought they were going to when it got lost.
Yeah, I know.
It's part of his persona, though.
Yeah, but you look at these stars that are coming up each and every year that challenge for this. Back when it was like all the unknown guys were running for this thing.
Yeah.
And you want to get them some acknowledgement.
Yeah,
because that's what the ring did for MJF. It did become part of his whole personality and his gimmick. I get that. But let's see what he can do without it.
Steven said destroy the ring. Majin says he likes Pepsi, despises Punk. And Steffi calling him CM Majin. And Majin saying Pepsi Majin sounds interesting. Yeah. And then he said, did Hobbs really get a push, though? Did he really? I thought he was put in a good spot. I thought he had the big moment last night in Collision where he's injured backstage, comes out hobbling with his ankle, gets the pin in a 12-man tag. So
sometimes that's all you need.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, remember, Sheamus won a title in 5 seconds.
At least he's getting used and used in some big matches.
Unlike, you know, Wardlow, Archer.
Wardlow's on the shelf with an injury still. I got to thinking the other day, you know, if he did rip his knee, because we don't know what the injury is, but we thought he got hurt in about March or April last year. If he did tear something in his knee, the timeline is adding up. It makes sense why he's been gone so long. And he got that car wreck too. Pretty bad wreck that destroyed his Cadillac.
Darby got hit by a bus and showed up.
Darby's not human. Darby's a maniac.
I'm just that's always going to be the excuse when somebody's like, well, they were in a car crash. Darby Allin got hit by a bus and came to Dynamite the following Wednesday. I don't want to hear it.
Wardlow will probably be wrestling longer than Darby. Darby might die on Everest.
Double J will probably be wrestling longer than Darby. What are you talking about? Or Ric Flair even.
Oh, God, stop. Stop. Next, you're going to say Terry's getting back in the ring.
No, I'd say Jericho. Sabu.
Steven making a good comparison here. Darby's like the crash test dummy.
He is. Speaking of, I'm going to go check some results for GCW because I know Sabu's supposed to be there.
Oh, man. Majin, that main event hurt all the baby faces involved. Talking about the 12-man tag last night. Majin, you can comment away right now if you want on that.
Yeah, please. Give us your thoughts on it. I know you want to.
Because I thought it was...
Step away.
I thought it went about how I thought it was going to be. I thought it had some chaotic moments. I mean, 12 guys.
It's a little ridiculous.
I did like the fact that when Jericho tagged Mox in, they had a stare down and Jericho pointed to his eye, reverting back to the 2020 feud. I did like that because that was one of my things. Like, I didn't like these two teams coexisting. I was hoping they might get into it after the match.
Yeah.
But we didn't get that.
Matt Tremont is the unified GCW Extreme and Ultra Violent Champion. They just unified those titles tonight, if you're a GCW fan.
This is where we need Shep on the pod.
I know. He's probably watching it. The story he gave us of why he's not able to be here is probably actually he's just watching GCW, the people versus GCW.
Well, and I believe, Steffi, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe this is a big week for racing too. At least it was early in the week with the Chili Bowl. You know, he talks about Chili Bowl all the time. He talks about the Chili Bowl almost as much as he does the Tokyo Dome.
Steph did mention in the comments that she did watch the Chili Bowl. So
it might be a combination of sick kids, GCW, and racing. Sick. I don't know. Sick, not sick kids, sick wife. Excuse me.
Sick.
Modern said, Powerhouse hit Mox with all his big moves, and Mox gets out all of them despite looking the worst for wear. Mox chokes him out to retain no rated FTR.
Yeah.
That was his gripes with the match the other night.
Yeah, there's stuff that I don't necessarily agree with that goes on like that.
Steven changes Chili Bowl with the TP emoji and laughing emoji and says couldn't resist. Modern's Death Riders come out, beat him down more, no rated FTR. Mox and them go for the chair, no rated FTR. Mox stops on the chair. Here they come. Yeah, timing was pretty bad.
Terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You can say pretty bad. It was terrible.
I don't know. This. I had a lot higher hopes for this whole Death Riders thing. And, you know, part of me wonders, you know, we used to get Excalibur saying, like, who's Mox taking orders from? And then he walked that back. I still wonder if there was a different plan at one time and that plan fell through and they had a pivot.
Yeah. Too much pivoting in this thing. That's all there is.
Now, not enough pivoting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Majin, why do baby faces have no friends? I'll always support the heels because they have friends. They're loyal to their friends. He brings up a good point across wrestling in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always been the thing. And people ask me, why do you like the heels over the faces? That's it right there.
And he also says, if that were the other way around and Mox was beaten up like that, Death Riders would have came out right away. Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's not wrong.
No, he's pretty spot on tonight with a lot of things he's saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, interesting. I don't know. We kind of already talked about my big takeaways from Collision.
Oh, crap.
So, maybe we kind of.
I just saw. Okay, so let's talk about this. All right.
Yep.
Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yeah.
GCW outsold AEW.
Take that with a grain of salt from where you see it.
Yeah.
If it's JD from NY, don't believe a word he says.
It was.
He's an idiot.
It's hilarious. You knew exactly who I was referring to.
I saw it
to.
Earlier. He's an idiot. He is the biggest anti-AEW guy around.
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah. I'm telling you, anymore, if it doesn't come from Fightful or PW Insider, it. Yeah. I mean, they might have outsold them, but also AEW ran multiple shows
three nights in a row.
So.
Yeah. Looks like the tag match is getting ready to start in GCW.
Yeah, the Cardona thing will be up later on when we're off the air, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Steven, just seems like more heel wrestlers, more nice to the fans off camera than the face wrestlers.
Mm-hmm. They are, too. I mean, a lot of those people will say, I know where he's going with this, Majin. Might it be over 9,000? Hey, there we go. Dragon Ball references all day long.
I was so confused. So thank you. Thank you, Paul.
That's why I'm here. I'm not here to try to win titles or anything else. I'm here to catch the nerdy references and let you know that they are nerdy references and what they're from.
By the way, you talked about titles. You call me an unfighting champ. Shep didn't defend Wrestle Dynasty.
No mention
of anything that Grand Slam. So he's getting off easy, clear to Revolution.
Yeah, I know. And had I won at World's End, I would have put the title on the line anywhere.
I was doing it at Wrestle Dynasty if I won.
Yeah, I'd have put it up at Dynasty. I would have lost it, but I would have put it up at Dynasty.
Right. Yep,
I would have put it up for Maximum Carnage, even.
Yeah, the Dynamites.
It's a predictable show.
Yeah, the Dynamites are almost too predictable to do. So I'd
put it up at Battle of the Belts if they decided to have the 750th Battle of the Belts tomorrow.
Oh, Lord. Mod said, give me Megan Bain versus Will Nightingale, Megan Bain versus Jamie Hayter, Megan Bain versus Chris Statler, and Megan Bain versus Camille. Yeah, if we ever see Camille again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, we still got about a month and a half, like I said, until Revolution on March 9th. But you definitely see the direction that some of the angles are going. I think we're going to get Swerve and Ricochet, which we didn't even talk about that. Prince Nana coming, hitting Ricochet from behind, Swerve chasing Ricochet to the crowd. I think we're going to get that Revolution. We're going to get Cope and Mox. Wouldn't shock me if we get, assuming Tony doesn't beat Mariah at Grand Slam, if we get a rematch at Revolution. Maybe that's when they pull the trigger on the title change. No idea what Mercedes will be doing. No idea with the tag division yet, or the trios, or the TNT, or the international, or the continental. No idea.
No, you'll never know.
No idea.
Looks like for those GCW fans, looks like Allie Catch suffers a devastating injury.
Oh,
and I just watched the video of this, and her arm, like, she dove through the rope, and it's all weird.
Shoot.
And that's posted by PW Stream.
Yeah. Yeah. That's never
good. And then the video was posted by First Name John.
Well, yeah, if there's video, then, I mean, there's no denying that.
Yeah.
So. Steven, yeah. Good reminder, 3 weeks in Atlanta, Dynamite, Swerve versus Ricochet. Yeah, then I think they will run it back at Revolution. It sounds like we're not getting another Swerve and Bobby match. or anything with Swerve and Hurtson to get it. Backstage creative issues, I guess, is what I've been reading. So don't know what that means. And Steven said, reports Grand Slam Australia not a pay-per-view. Correct. It is not a pay-per-view. It's it'll be tape delayed. And I don't know what they're going to do because they announced it like it'll be on at 8 o'clock at night on February 15th on TNT. Yeah. But that's NBA All-Star Weekend. And that's usually on TNT. I don't know if there's a miscommunication. Or what? Because, and I know a lot of people are flooding SRS with questions about what the pricing for AW pay-per-views could be on Max. He said no news is probably bad news right now.
Yeah, that worries me.
My guess, and I'm not in the industry or anything, so I'm just a fan who does a podcast, so take this for what it's worth. My guess is, so whatever you pay for Max, say I pay for $9.99, I pay for that tier. My guess is you can get the pay-per-view for that off the regular cost. So instead of $49.99, it would be, you know, $40.99 or whatever.
So let's say I bundle and I'm spending $27 a month. So that'd be saving me $27 a month or off the pay-per-view.
I should explain this better. I think they will cut the pay-per-view cost for all Max subscribers down by what the cheapest tier cost.
I know.
Yeah, that's my guess, but I don't know.
Oh, it looks like they stopped the show due to this injury.
That must be pretty bad then.
I'm trying to find the video of it to send to you.
Yeah, Majin's saying Grand Slam has never been a pay-per-view, though. Correct. I just think people thought with it running over in Australia, you know, and them announcing it so far ahead of time, that it might be.
Remember, Majin, we're talking about wrestling fans here. You know, people who thought Saturday Night Main Event was a pay-per-view and they were mad that there were commercials during it. I'm just saying.
So they'll get mad next Saturday.
Yes. Yes, they will. All right. If my phone, I need to buy a new phone. This thing is crap.
Oh, it's all good.
I'm finally sending our group the video from First Name John of her dive that looks horrible. It doesn't look bad until you realize where her arm was. Once you see where she pulls her arm from, it's like, oh, yeah, nope, never mind.
Oh, yeah. I saw that pop out when she hit the guardrail.
Uh-huh. You don't see it at first, and then you just see that arm kind of just plop up and down, and it's like, oh, yep.
Yeah, she fractured that mother big time.
Mm-hmm. But, hey, you know what? Shout out to GCW for pausing the show to make sure she was okay and got proper care.
Yeah, like Steven said, spoilers will be out for Grand Slam before the show. Yeah, because it's...
Oh, yeah.
It would be, if it was live here, it'd be like 2 a.m., I believe. Yeah. Time difference.
You'll wake up that morning to spoilers.
Majin, speaking of wrestling fans, after listening to the latest Pod Meets World episode, we have a new wrestling fan. Although he doesn't know about AEW yet.
Oh, okay. You said Pod Meets World, and I was thinking, that's the Boy Meets World podcast. And
yeah, Majin's a big Boy Meets World fan.
Yeah, and... Topanga has always been a wrestling fan.
Is it the guy who played Eric Matthews that was there with her at Raw? Is that who you're talking about? Majin, or who are we talking about, Majin?
Yeah, I haven't watched or listened to Pod Meets World. I've been bad at trying to watch Girl Meets World. I've watched five episodes of it.
I don't think I've watched an episode.
It's not bad. What I've seen is not bad, but it's just not Boy Meets World. I'm sorry.
It won't be. I mean, you can't replicate that show.
Fuller House is closer to Full House than Girl Meets World.
And I did watch that one. And still, even that wasn't Full House. But, you know, they tried.
Yeah. And Macaulay Culkin's a huge fan.
Oh, yeah. He got a huge pop at the Raw Netflix debut.
Yeah. So, tying all of this in into professional wrestling, because I could do that. I sat down and started watching. I'm like 10 years behind everybody else, or 15 years, or whatever it is. Finally started watching Riverdale.
Yeah.
Riverdale was something else. The radio mind kicked in for a second. Excuse me. Riverdale. And that's got Perry in it.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. And it's like, okay, so how did they write him off when he died in real life?
You have to tune in to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maj said, yep, they had a special episode about their time on Raw, and Will Friedle, Eric Matthews, and the OG show was hyped. He's now a fan. That's pretty cool.
Good. And I know Topanga is a huge fan of all pro wrestling and has been to AEW shows. So maybe she can get him into AEW.
Yeah. Travis Scott smoking a joint on Raw. Yep. Yeah. He had a little bit of everything that night.
Oh, man. Yeah. What PG era?
Oh, it's still, if you watch Mondays, it's still PG.
It's still PG. It comes up PG, but you can hear the fans chanting swear words now.
As it should be.
You've got The Rock drinking and then climbing into his truck and driving away, just like it was the 90s.
Even though that was on social media.
Yeah, but they replayed it on Raw.
Which, by the way, I hated all that stuff with The Rock, and Shep loved it. Last week we discussed that, because he said he wasn't supposed to be in the final boss character. This was supposed to be board member Rock. No, I get that. No, I get it.
I get it.
For the guys who watch all the time, I thought they threw away a year's worth of story. So
they did. They did. Because I've been watching Raw regularly. I still don't tune into SmackDown, which is crazy, because that's what
I've been watching at. Both because of I'm going to the Rumble here and 2 weeks from yesterday. So
yeah.
I want to make sure I'm up to date with all the storylines going on. So.
You can watch the Go Home show for both shows and know exactly what you're going to be getting.
I know, but if there's nothing else on, I watch it. So even though 3 hour SmackDown is terrible, it's too long.
Yeah. 3 hour Raw is too long.
It was only 2.5 this week.
I know. That is weird.
It's going to be all over the place, they said.
It is. They're not giving it a strict time limit. If it's 2 hours, it's 2 hours. Yep. If it's over three, it's over three.
Yep.
Just tune in and watch what you're getting.
Yep. So, but nope, I am excited to go to Rumble. It's been a bucket list item of mine as a wrestling fan for a long time. So, should be a good show. So, and I thought maybe they might announce at the Rumble that WrestleMania 42 would be an indie, but rumors are making it sound like New Orleans is going to get WrestleMania 42 next year.
Yeah. And then, well, I think they already did announce when Mania is coming to Indy.
Mania and SummerSlam will both be an indie before 2030. That's all they've said. Yeah. They haven't said what year exactly. So,
yeah. So they're going to give it a year in between. So you get Rumble 25, SummerSlam 27, Mania 29.
Because they've already announced where SummerSlam 26 is, Minneapolis. Because it's going to two. Might be this year. It's going to two nights.
Yeah.
Then there's speculation to Rumble. I know we're the AEW podcast, but we're down a rabbit hole here.
what else is new?
I would be fine if WWE did WrestleMania two nights, because they're not going away from that now. It's too profitable for them.
Mm-hmm.
Rumble two nights makes perfect sense. One night women's, one night men's. I don't think any of the rest need to be two nights. When you're starting to do SummerSlam two nights, if you do Money in the Bank two nights, if you do Survivor Series two nights, you're going to eventually run yourself thin.
Now, I think you could get away Survivor Series if you stick with the War Games theme. You could do two nights, because you could have the men's War Games one night, the women's the other night, or you can do one ring only one night and then do two or three War Game matches the next night.
True. So, Steven, bringing something up I meant to earlier, so I'm glad he is now. Rumors AEW could move Double or Nothing in Vegas due to Mania in Vegas. And I think I get the tie in the name Double or Nothing in Vegas. Tony's always wanted to do it there, except in 2020 when he had a run at Jacksonville. But with the attendance going down, down, and down in Vegas whenever they run out there, I think moving it would be good for it.
Go to Atlantic City.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Another big.
And unlike last year when AEW released their whole pay-per-view schedule in April, doesn't sound like they're doing that this year because WWE counter-programmed so many of their events last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Majin, oh, I tried all my KOP tights for the show. They fit well, and don't worry, the link to the channel works.
All right, we need picture proof of this.
Oh, boy.
I want to see a Majin. Let's do it.
I want to know what Majin, your finishing move is in the ring.
It's called the, we're over an hour into this, so I can say it. Buy their merch, you fucking marks, elbow drop.
Sorry, I was looking at the final score here of the football game.
Oh, okay.
The Bills beat the Ravens 27-25.
Wow.
Sounds like the Ravens dropped a two-point conversion that would have tied the game. So,
yeah, okay.
Bills at Chiefs next week and Commanders at Eagles. There's your four teams left. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Go Browns.
Hey, you never look at the Commanders. They won four games last year, were the second worst team in the league, and now they're one win away from going to Super Bowl. So you never know.
Remember this, okay? Cleveland a few years ago went with a winless season and a half.
Yeah.
We still didn't make it.
Well, all sometimes it comes down to ownership and management, too. So. Yeah. Steven, because WWE scheduled Saturday night main event same night with AEW All In. Yep.
Yep. That's the bummer with,
and they've done NXT events, you know, same night as World's End. So,
yep, they did it on purpose.
Steffi says, "Go Birds!" I knew she'd be pumped about that. The Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Majin, laugh my ass off. It's actually called the Poetic Justice. It's a pump handle slam lift transitioned into a cutter. That actually sounds
very
pretty
nice.
Cool.
Very nice.
Sounds pretty cool. Poetic Justice. I like that.
Yeah.
Paul, you got anything else tonight?
I don't. Go buy my books, people. No.
I do not have the links up. I am sorry. I should have done that.
You are a slacker. It's fine. Do what my name says and follow Paul Zartman - author on Facebook. And I got all the links up there to all four. Yeah, all four of the books now. You only had three. I released one after I sent you that list.
You released them so quick, I can't keep up. So,
well, a lot of them were like almost finished or just, you know, finished and just sitting there. So, like this last one that came out of nowhere, so to speak, was finished all but like the last couple paragraphs. So I just wrapped it up and...
Had you started some of these years ago?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I've been writing since high school.
Okay.
Like
Tony Khan in a way.
Oh, sure.
See, he had been writing matches ever since college days or whatever.
Yeah. Well, look, I've done that too, but you know what? I don't get the pencil. I don't have daddy's money to buy me a wrestling promotion.
Wow, now you sound like an anti-AEW guy with that comment.
No.
That's
no.
what they always say. But no, I totally understand what you're saying.
Wow. Whoa. Majin, no, that's rude. How dare you say that about me? The last comment from Majin.
I see it. And I don't know what it means.
I'm as strong as Yamcha.
I don't know what Yamcha is.
Yamcha is the weakest person in Dragon Ball Z. He is known for being the guy who every fight just gets killed instantly.
I think when I watched Dragon Ball Z back in the day, when I was like, I mean, we're talking about same 7-8 years old when I was getting into wrestling, I watched a lot of Dragon Ball Z. I don't remember the guy's name. I think the weakest character on that show was this little bald-headed dude. Little guy. Yeah, there we go. Yep.
That's because Yamcha was already dead. So then there's Krillin.
All right. See, when I watched, I'm gonna butcher this name, these names. Gotta help me. You're gonna have to help me out here. The purple and white villain.
The purple and white
female villain.
Are Frieza?
Yeah,
Frieza's a guy.
Well, I thought it was a woman when I watched.
Voiced by a woman, but
well, yes. Maybe that's why I thought. Okay. He, I guess,
yeah, transformed. Yamcha was already dead by then.
He transformed into like a different version of himself. That's when I was watching those seasons. So
yeah, and then Yamcha was dead. Krillin was half dead. Goku died like twice during that saga, and came back. And then after Frieza, you've got Cell, and Gohan dominates Frieza.
Yes. I mean, I had the figures and everything. I used to be pretty big into it, but that's how out of it I got. And yeah.
And now Goku and Vegeta are gods. So there you go.
So are they still making episodes or no?
Yes, it is still running.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It is still, it's no longer Dragon Ball Z. It kind of evolves as it's gone on. So,
okay.
Last time I truly sat down and watched was during the Super era.
I think you could have a podcast for yourself here, Paul, talking about
nerdy things.
No, dude, talk about, I'm not calling anything nerdy. Wrestling's nerdy. We're talking about
I know.
No, you could talk about all kinds of things.
I could.
There you go.
I could. Maybe Majin and I will hook up and we'll run some Dragon Ball Z stuff.
There you go. So the only plug I got tonight is I was fortunate enough to join the guys over from the Turnbuckle Tavern, Schneed and Chad. They've had me on a couple times. They had me on Wednesday night for their debate show. We debated three different topics. All were semi-related to AEW. My topic was AEW related. The other two had to do with AEW talent. That one's probably going to WWE and one just debuted into WWE. And I'll leave it at that. We discussed that. It was a good time. Thanks again to those guys over at the Turnbuckle Tavern for having me on. And you'll see the link tomorrow. They drop the audio tomorrow. How they do it over there, the audio from the debates. Record on Wednesday, drop the audio on Monday. The video's available, but you have to sign up for their Patreon, which I believe is $2.99 a month.
Okay.
So that their video was live on Wednesday, but you had to be a Patreon member over there. But good dudes over there. So appreciate them having me on and was able to plug KOP a little bit. So it's a good time.
Nice. I don't know. Oh, I got a question for Majin. I was thinking of this and then you started talking and then it's out of my brain for a minute, but it's back now. So this question is for Majin. You always ask non-wrestling questions of us. Now I'm going to ask you one, Majin. And Tanner, you can chime in if you feel like it, but I don't think you're going to have an opinion on this. Okay. So, Majin, with that being said, my question to you, who is the better Saiyan, Vegeta or Goku? I know mine, but...
I liked them both when I was watching, so...
Yeah. So we can ramble for a minute while we wait on Majin to answer that. And if you're a fan of science fiction, young adult books, or even if you ever checked out my Tales from the Shadows. Wow, I don't even know my own stuff today. Series on YouTube. Go search up my name on Amazon or even Walmart.com or, you know, wherever, or hit us up on the KOP pages or my personal pages for a link to my books. I'll send you a link to my books and you can save 15% on your books right now if you get it from watching KOP. I'm still running that deal. So if you want to buy a book, you can save 15%. It's not a whole lot, but hey, it's 15%.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah. So stay warm. Vortex is on its way.
Stay warm. If you got pets outside and you can bring them inside. If you can't, just make sure they're warm and cozy somewhere.
Yep. If you
live in the Midwest, that is.
Yeah. Well, I think it's all over. I think the whole United States is getting hit by this. There we go. Vegeta, he's a far more interesting character, has much more character development, actually loves his family, isn't always leaving them, you know. Perfect answer. That is my exact same answer. So, Vegeta, by far the better Saiyan. should have his own series, in my opinion. Okay, Gohan. Yeah, but Gohan gave up fighting. So, for his family.
And Steffi said, pups are inside. Good deal.
Good. Yeah, if you're letting pups or cats or any animal in and out, don't leave them out there all that long right now. I think it said 10 minutes to get frostbite.
That's for humans. For humans. So I don't know about pets. You know, their paws can freeze pretty quickly.
Yeah. So if you live anywhere near us in the Midwest or anywhere where it's supposed to be cold, Majin's used to it. He's probably going to go swimming tomorrow, but up there in Canada.
Yep. Yep. Bret Hart country.
Yeah, with Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, because you know all Canadians know each other.
She said one is a husky mix, though. Huskies
are pretty
dogs.
They love to be outside. They're hard to get inside, even when it's this cold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah, you're right.
For everybody out there, it's Majin and Paul fucking Dragon Ball here in the comments. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But Paul, why don't you wrap us up there? Speaking of pups, I got a dog I think that needs to go out.
Yeah, I've got three that need to get out too. So be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Be sure to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcast. And if that happens to be Apple Podcasts, leave us that 5-star review because we are 5-star KOP. And now for Majin's favorite part of the show in his comments. Be sure to check out kickingoutshop.com and prowrestlingtees.com. Just search up Kicking Out Podcast and buy some merchandise. Support a great podcast and look absolutely fantastic doing so. If you're lucky, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. Maybe we'll run a special on Valentine's Day so you can buy your loved ones KOP merch. Because everybody needs some KOP merch. Be sure to follow all three of us on social media. Follow Austin Shepherd at TheShep27. Be sure to follow Tanner Lee at TannerLee92. And be sure to follow myself at PaulZartman87 or search up Paul Zartman Author on Facebook. And buy my books, buy some merch, support KOP, and join us again next week. Hopefully, the KOP predictions champion will be here, but somebody's going to be here. So join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.